right, we're going to move to another story now. What happened around Bosasa? In fact, the liquidators have now come out and they want to appeal the decision yesterday, or the ruling yesterday by the court to grant, to have the liquidators, you know, return control of Bosasa back to its directors. EWN senior reporter Barry Bateman has been watching that story closely. Barry, good afternoon to you. So, are they standing a chance? I mean, what reasons are they giving for appealing this ruling?
Yeah, good afternoon, Kemet. Well, we don't know as yet. We do know that they have filed the notice to appeal, or notice for the application for leave to appeal. But I've spoken to one of the liquidators, and they're saying that they're still consulting with their attorneys on to establish which particular aspects of the judgment that they want to appeal. Now, the court found that the reason, or the reason that the court reversed this decision to liquidate was because the meeting that was called by the board of directors was not properly constituted in terms of the Companies Act. The proper notice wasn't given. There's various other legal requirements for this meeting to be properly constituted so that the resolution can have lawful force and effect. Well, this wasn't done, and that's why it was set aside. But the court also slapped liquidators with a personal costs order. So not just a normal, you know, hit them personally with it. I think that is the aspect that they're going to go after and try and challenge. The court found that the liquidators weren't acting in the interests of the creditors, but they saw this large firm as a potentially lucrative opportunity to make some money, and that is why when it came into that's why the court found they were opposing this application, not opposing it in the interest of the creditors.
So what does it mean now, Barry, now that they're, you know, in yesterday's ruling that is being appealed, does it mean that the liquidators will not return the company to their directors pending the outcome of that appeal, or does yesterday's ruling still stand?
No, you're quite right there, Clement. With the notice for application for leave to appeal, it has suspended the enforcement of that order that was obtained. So as it stands at the moment, the liquidators still retain control of the companies, the various companies under the African Global Holdings Group. So, you know, until there's any finality on this particular matter, or there's an application brought to enforce the order that was found yesterday, it will remain in control of the liquidators.
Now, your report on EWN earlier this morning said that the liquidators are still in talks with their attorneys. Does this mean they could decide otherwise?
Yes, of course. They could withdraw their notice of intention to apply for leave to appeal. But it's always anyone's guess at when they will make this particular decision. They are bound by certain timelines in the court. But you would think sooner rather than later that we'd be able to get clarity on which way going forward. Unfortunately, from Bosasa's side, Clement, I have sent questions to Papa Leshabane to try and get clarity from the company side. A video emerged overnight of Gavin Watson at the Bosasa offices being praised by employees, very happy that they managed to get the server turned. Yes, but we don't know exactly how this company intends going forward, because remember, they still don't have bank accounts, so that's why they entered into this, even though erroneously, they entered into this voluntary liquidation.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. If you want to reverse this liquidation, I mean, how are you going to be paying your employees, because the banks haven't reversed their decisions to cut ties with you? But thank you so much for your time, EWN reporter Barry Bateman.